and we don't have a New Testamentaler here yet. What is the gospel lesson?
It's Mark chapter 13.
Okay, well, we'll just start on Mark chapter 13. I've got a class at 12:30, so I have to start eating. But I don't mind eating and talking on Mark's Olivet Discourse. Mark 13, what?
24.
Okay. Okay, well, here we go. So Mark 13:24, again, the Olivet Discourse, I think we're all familiar with that in Matthew chapter 24 and Luke 21. And here would be the synoptic version for Mark. Okay, so we're talking about the end of Jerusalem in 70 A.D. And like a good Old Testament prophet, Jesus combines the end of Jerusalem with the end of the world. So they're kind of telescoped into one event, although there are times in the Olivet Discourse you can kind of separate the two. But in those days, so what days? See, in the days of Titus, the Roman general who later became the emperor after his successful crushing of the Jews and the destruction of the temple in 70 AD. But in those days, after this flipsin tribulation, flipseo means to squeeze, so you're getting kind of squeezed. After this tribulation, again, the 70 AD tribulation and the tribulation of, you know, being a believer in the last days, the sun will be darkened, right? Was that a future passive of scoptizo? Future passive indicative third singular. And certainly these are Old Testament ideas from Isaiah, Joel. I'm just looking at my marginal notes. And the moon will not give udoze from didome, right? So it's another future idea. This one would be a future indicative active, third singular. The moon will not give its phelgos, would be like its light, its effulgence. So this pairs nicely with what Isaiah is saying, that the, I've got that opened, that the heavens will wear out like smoke and the earth will vanish like a garment. Here it's the sun and the moon, the heavenly bodies. Verse 25, the stars, future from Emeh, will be in the heavens, piptontos, from pipto, which means to fall. So the stars will be in the heavens falling. And the powers, you know, the high dynamis, now those powers in the heavens are probably the planets or something like that. And they will be shaken, okay? Future passive indicative third singular from saluo, which is a major motif, beginning with Amos of all people. Amos 1, verse 1, last two words, 2 years before the earthquake. So the earthquake vindicated Amos's ministry. The earthquake vindicates several other prophets' ministries. It certainly vindicates Jesus' ministry, not in Mark, but in Matthew. There's an earthquake at his death. There's an earthquake at his resurrection. So we need to understand earthquake here, shaking, in terms of God's visitation and his eschatological deliverance that has begun in Jesus, but is yet to be fulfilled. Certainly Haggai chapter 2 talks a lot about shaking, and the Hebrew writer picks that up at the end of chapter 12. So there's a whole lot of shaking going on. Okay, and when this happens, again, another future from Orao, they will see. So who's the they? Apparently, you know, the inhabitants of the world. They will see the Son of Man. This is the Danielian Son of Man, not the Ezekielan Son of Man. Ezekiel Son of Man means mortal. Daniel Son of Man is equivalent to the Ancient of Days. He's full-blown deity. Coming in the clouds, that's how Yahweh comes, right? Beginning in Exodus chapter 19, Psalm 18, he rides the chariots on the clouds. And the New Testament is quick to pick this up, because Jesus' ministry, in a sense, is defined by the clouds. His baptism, transfiguration, his ascension, here his second coming. We all have, all these texts have clouds to indicate that this is the Creator coming to redeem and judge his creation. With great power and glory is how it comes. And then he will send. So here's another future from Apostello, right? His angels, his messengers, and they will gather the tus electus, our two. His elect. So, 2 Timothy 2, verse 10 says, you do anything for the sake of the elect. You die for them, you bleed for them, you're risen for them, and then you come for them and you gather them. And these are what? From the four corner, the four winds, from the corner of the earth and unto heaven. So we don't have to worry where you are at this point. You know, wherever you're at, the angels are going to come and gather you. Verse 28. So now we shift gears, because Jesus wants to teach a parable. So from the fig tree, the suitcase, learn. Aorist imperative, active second person plural from Montano. Learn the parable. When already its branches, now here I'm a little bit guessing, its branches are new, become new, and, oh, that's probably not it. The branches become ripe, and the phyla would be there. The leaves are there. That's the idea. So when the branches are full born and the leaves are there, you know that Angus ta theros estin. You know that the harvest is near. Therefore, even you, when you see, there's a subjunctive aorist indicative second singular from orao, ideta, When you see these things happening from Ginomai, know, another imperative, aorist imperative, that Angus estin epi theorize. Know that he is near upon the door, is that right? At the rice? I think that's it, that he's near upon the door. How far do we keep going?
37.
Oh, man. Okay.
He's at the gate.
Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away. See, now we're going, as I said at the beginning, we kind of began at the last day, right, with the heavenly bodies changing, etc. The Son of Man coming with great power and glory in the clouds. But now Jesus is switching back to the 70 AD day, which is a down payment of the final day. So, amen, I say to you, that this generation will not pass away until all these things happen. See? Well, here, again, we have to understand that we're not premillennial dispensationalists. Who would interpret the fig tree, see, as the modern state of Israel, and now that it's there, and it's kind of ripe, then these things are going to take place. So they would understand verse 30, this generation to be like our generation, right? The post May 6, 1948 generation. But if you're listening to this, you know that's not the way we interpret the Bible. So Jesus is going back now to 70 AD, not 2009. This generation will not pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away, right? My words will never pass away. Concerning these days, see now what days? The 70 AD days and the last days, see, or the hour, no one knows. Neither the angels in heaven, neither the Son. Is except the Father. So someone says, I know, they don't know. Watch, we have these imperatives here. Watch, be alert, for you don't know when the Kairos is. Another parable. As a man leaves on a journey to his house, or from his house, and gives... Deuce, it says, aorist participle from didomia, gives his servants the authority, each one his work, and the thuroo, that would be probably like the main guy in charge, the steward, he commands in order to watch. Watch, so there's a little mini parable. Watch, therefore, because you do not know when the Lord of the house is coming. This happens very frequently in Jesus' parables. It starts out as an anthropos in verse 34, but in verse 35, oh, by the way, it's the hakurios. Not just any old man. When you see... Okay, let's go back. Verse 3-5. Be alert, awake then, for you do not know when the Lord of the house comes, whether evening or the middle of the night, or when the rooster crows, or pro-e early. (Clears throat) not coming suddenly, he will find you sleeping. So, what's that mean? He's coming suddenly, may he not find you sleeping. For to you I have said all these things. I'm saying all these things. Be alert. Well, okay, there you have it. We got 93% of the words. But I hope this is helpful for those of you listening.